Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Nadav, Shir sponsored by Nishma Asaram Biyakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Memches. The Gemara in Amud Beis, right after the Mishnah, brings a story which seems very odd. The Gemara says, "And now Trei Mini, there were two meaning, Chat Shmei Sosa and Chat Shmei Simcha. One's name was Sosa, one's name was Simcha. Omele Sosa and Simcha. Sosa told Simcha, Ono Adif Naminoch, I'm greater than you." Tichtiv sasoin v'simcho yasigu. It says sasoin before simcho. They will reach sasoin and then simcho. Omul yasimcho l'sasoin. Simcho tells sasoin. Ono adif raminoch. I'm greater than you. Tichtiv simcho v'sasoin le'yehudim. There it says simcho first. What is the meaning of this gemara? What is this argument between these two meaning? Which one is simcho? What is sasoin? It's brought down in the Akdomo to the Maseches Ovis with Bira Gro. The Menachem Mendel Mishiklov writes over there a little bit about his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. And he says there, the Vilna Gaon knew every part of Torah, even things that were not revealed to others. And he brings one example, that the Agalato of Sosoyim V'Simcha in Masechet Sukkot Av Memches Amud Beis, Ardaf, this, one of the Rishonim was set in a tainis in order to be zoiche to understand this Gemara, and they revealed to him only Efes Katzeh, only a little bit. But the Vilna Gaon had a full clarity understanding of this Gemara. Just to give us a little bit of a musak, which Gemara we're talking about. So obviously there's a lot of deep things over here, Alpi Kabbalah. But the Vilna Gaon gives us over here an explanation that he writes in Megillas Esther in his Pirush Alpi Apshat. And he writes the following Perek Ches Pasuk Zayin. The difference between Simcha and Sasoin. Simcha is a happiness that one has when he is going towards something, when he's about to accomplish something, he's in the process of accomplishing, then you have Simcha. Sasoin is once one reaches his goal. He finishes what he was supposed to accomplish. When he reaches and he accomplishes whatever he needs to do, that simcha, that happiness is called sasoin. That's the pshat in the davening that we say in Shabbos morning. Smeichim b'tzeisom v'sosim b'voyom. When they go out to do their avodah, their besimcha. When they finish their job, when they finish their obligation, then b'voyom, they're sasoin, they're in sasoin. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is the Pshat in our Gemara, because there's a difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh, we do Simcha in order to reach Sasad. Simcha is the process, reaches Sasad, which is the destination, the goal. But in Olam Haba, Sasad is the process, and Simcha is the goal. And what the Gaon seems to refer to is what the Gemara tells us in the Brachas, the Yelchu Michael Chayel. They don't stop in Olam Haba to accomplish. When they reach in Olam Haba, they go from plateau to plateau. They grow and grow. Every time you reach something, you take that as a stepping stone to reach to a higher place. So in Olam Haba, every accomplishment is to lead us to the next destination. You reach something, that's a stepping stone, go on. So sasoin is what leads to the next simcha, to the next job, to the next process. In Olam Hazeh, we do simcha to reach sasoin. And with that, we end this specific process, this specific goal. In Olam Haba, we do sasoin to reach simcha, meaning we go from destination to destination to continue on and grow and grow. So in Olam Haba, sasoin comes before simcha. This is the Pshat in our Gemara. These two minim argue. One says that Simcha comes before Sasad. That's true in Olam Hazeh, Simcha comes before Sasad. The other one says Sasad comes before Simcha, because that's true in Olam Haba, that Sasad comes before Simcha. You can add to what the Gaon says, that what are the two psukim that the Gemara brings over here? The pasuk that says that Simcha comes first is in Purim. Simcha v'sasad le'yehudim. Kayadua Purim is the gilui of the amkus, the depth of Olam Hazeh. The pasuk that says sasa v'simcha yasigu refers to b'dui Hashem yishuv, and speaks about geula asido, the future geula. That's why there sasa comes first, because sasa is what's leading to simcha, a according to the Vilna Gaon. Obviously, this Gemara has even more to it, but the Gaon gave us a little bit, something to touch upon, to understand the Pshat of the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.